Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me try to recap a couple of things for you real quick. All right, everything please. Flying around on the Red Sox. Ken Rosenthal says the Red Sox have met with Blake Snell and are talking to Corbin Burns and Max Fried. Why don't you put those three in order?
Corbin Burns, 1. Max Fried, 2. Blake Snell, 3.
Billy Lanny hates Blake. I didn't realize this.
Yeah,
Billy
he's
Lanny
not
hates,
a Blake Snell guy.
Hates Blake Snell.
Yep.
Really not a fan of Max Fried. He hasn't thrown 200 innings.
Yeah, so, but
I need a horse.
Yeah, you need a horse.
I understand.
So Burns would be the horse. Okay, fine.
There's not a lot of horses out there anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of ponies.
A lot of ponies out there. So they've met with Blake Snell. They're talking to Burns and Fried. So doesn't that kind of mean they're out on Burns and Fried and they're in on Snell? Isn't that kind of what that means?
Let me tell you right now, they're probably not getting any of these guys.
Okay, fair enough. Jim Bowden, what do you think of his work again, Keith? He's a good reporter, right?
I love Jim Bowden. It's the greatest Twitter got tricked by a fake account story of all time, where he shut down his whole account, changed his name to Ralph, put up a Twitter egg, tried to pretend like it wasn't him.
Tried to pretend like who had the report wasn't Jim Bowden.
And it was the dumbest thing ever. It was like, who was even the player that he took the cheese on?
Don't recall.
Honestly, it might have been like Marlon Byrd. It was like Marlon Byrd traded to the Pirates, which like somebody like for whatever, which I love Twitter for.
Yeah.
Somebody thought that that'd be a good fake tweet.
Yeah. It was like Ken Rosenthal, but the L was like a capital
Ken
one.
Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah.
And then so he took it as his own. And then they're like, he didn't get traded to the Pirates. Yeah. And then he panicked and like shut down his account.
Deleted his whole account. Changed his name out of all the names.
Marlon Byrd to the Yankees for Carlos Guzman.
Wow.
What
recall that is.
Marlon Tweety Bird.
He changed to a Twitter egg and changed his name out of all the names you could pick to Ralph.
Ralph. So, no, whatever you're about to say, I don't believe any of this.
Okay.
He probably got it from somebody else.
Here's what he said. The Red Sox are serious players for Juan Soto.
Is that right?
Yeah, they appear to be serious players for Soto.
Serious players.
Says Jim Bowden. They have one of the best farm systems in the game. And payroll flexibility going
forward. What's the farm system going to do with Soto?
Their meeting with Soto went well, and they sought to convince him the special talent in their system will allow them to spend, on free agents and trade acquisitions over the next several years. This honestly echoes some of what McAdam reported the other week.
Yep.
Soto was impressed with that aspect of their presentation, doubtful, according to a league source briefed on the meeting. So they are, quote-unquote, serious players for Juan Soto.
Well, I hereby suggest that we change the Red Sox offseason nickname from Interest Kings to Serious Players.
Serious Players.
Let's talk about them as serious players. Now, do they get any good players? Probably not. But they are serious players.
Yeah, Drake meme. You referenced this the other day. Drake meme.
Interest Kings? No.
Nah.
Serious players?
Yeah, that's the
like
one.
That, very Wait, much.
Which tier is that?
Ooh. Yeah, good question.
It's not
Mike.
Frisky. I'm still shooketh. As a Red Sox fan,
you're
I am shooketh.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not Mayo grown, though.
No. I mean, they'll probably get a player or two.
And you're not dead body.
I don't think they're dead body.
Okay.
I don't think.
Okay.
But, you know, give it a month.
Here's maybe the headliner out of all of them. Sam Kennedy says the Red Sox will be... Sam Kennedy, very trustworthy.
Yes, this should be... Take this to the bank.
Yeah. Unlike Jim Bowden.
Yeah, forget
this
Ralph.
This is like Keith Scoops Keith level.
Yeah. What is
Sam Kennedy says it. You take that right to the bank. Sam Kennedy says the Red Sox will be operating with extreme urgency. That's another rival for...
Extreme urgency.
Serious. What was it again? I already forgot it.
Who'd they sign today?
Serious...
I'm just checking.
Extreme urgency.
Okay.
To win now.
Oh, hell yeah.
And that their payroll will be higher than last year.
There's a great vibe in the front office.
...... even if it takes us over the CBT. So, oh, wow.
You're wrong. You're a liar.
Your payroll is going to be higher than last year. In our face.
Yeah.
Even if it takes them over the CBT. And they're going to be serious players. There's extreme urgency to win now. He cited 90 to 95 games.
Hell yeah. We've missed the playoffs 5 of the last 6 years, but now we're into it. Yeah. Now we care. Okay. The other businesses must be doing well if you think you're going to be able to spend a little bit extra money. I mean, let's wait till any of this happens. I don't believe a word of it. No. Last year at this time, they were full throttle.
Yep.
They full throttled themselves all the way into Lucas Giolito, I believe it was, and then he got hurt immediately. And even Lucas Giolito was a 2-year deal?
Mm-hmm.
Or a one-and-one?
Yeah.
For like $18 million bucks? That was full throttle.
It was full throttle.
So I love serious players. I love urgency. It's all great. Are they signing Juan Soto?
No.
Are they signing Corbin Burns?
Maybe. That's a maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a maybe.
I would love it. I would be glitter guns.
We asked this off the air.
Corbin Burns.
We asked this off. Well, we have extras. We asked this off the air. They're not going to sign Soto. I put a 10% on it.
Too high.
But it's not going to happen.
Too high.
And I don't think people really expect it to happen.
No.
But if they signed Corbin Burns, or they signed Bregman, or they signed Sasaki, or maybe even Max Fried, that might be going too low down the list. I think it's important that it's at the winter meetings.
That's urgency. Check that box.
Not in February like J.D. Martinez, not in March like Troy Tulowitzki, but at the winter meetings.
Trevor Story.
What did I say?
Doing that all day.
I have been calling him Troy Tulowitzki all day. I'm sorry. Trevor Story is what I meant to say.
They could take Troy Tulowitzki now.
I love those Colorado shortstops.
Yeah, they're
random
nice.
Baseball player of the day, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Trevor Story. Nick's right. I've literally been doing that since 9 a.m. I've been calling Trevor Story that
too
all day.
Too low.
Showing urgency and making a signing at the winter meetings, I think fans would get excited about it. I think.